Randy.
Seated. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to Ephesians chapter 5. I trust everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We all have things to be thankful for, and I believe that if we'll stop and just take the time, we'll see that the good certainly outweighs the bad. And we have a reason to be happy and reason to be joyful. Not saying everything is roses. I know sometimes we have troubles and things. You know, I was sitting at the house and just kind of, I guess, some things are on my mind, things are on my heart, some family situations, other things. You know, just worries and, you know, things you fret over and things that you might fear a little bit. And I said, you know, we're not going to do this. We're going to just reflect on the things that God has blessed us with and begin to look around. Think about all the blessings. And the more that I thought, the more I realized, you know, there's no reason to be down. There's no reason to fret. No reason to worry. God has blessed. And you know, as I begin to think about that, more and more things come to mind. And it's just, you know, kind of a funny little thing on my part. As I was thinking, Brother Mike, we just got a new dryer. And the dryer began to sing. I did not know it did that, because about the first time we run it, it began to play a tune, a happy tune, a joyful tune. I said, well, my goodness, even the dryer's crying out, you know, and in joy, has some joy to it. But that's what I want us to think about this morning. I want us to think about the joy of the Lord, how good God is to us. Verse 1, Ephesians chapter 5, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. So, as we read this, we all know that it's good instruction for us to follow God as dear children. We would all know that God wants us to walk in love as Christ has loved us. And then there's several verses here that the Lord says, don't do this. You know, these are things we need to clean up in our lives. Filthiness. Foolish talking. He talks about jesting. Then he lets us know we need to redeem the time. You know, things that we need to do and things we need to clean up in our lives. And then as a child of God, learning to live like a child of God. Verse 19 and 20 really stood out. It's kind of like a B-12 shot in the arm this morning. Look at verse 12. It says, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done in secret, but all things that are, am I reading wrong, verse 19, let me go to verse 19, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I thought about coming into this place, and you can come into this place and you can be a little bit down, and God begins to bless. And I thought about the songs that's sung, and I know we love to sing here when we get into this place. We love to sing with one another. And just the songs, I began to look at those, and we sung when we all get to heaven. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. That's what we do when we come in here. We sing these things. We sing a song, page 3, Stepping in the Light. And it says, happy how happy the songs that we bring. Happy how happy our praises each day. Happy how happy our place at His side. You know, I don't know about you, but whenever I come into this place, I can be a little bit down and get cheered up. Just feels good to be here. It's a wonderful place to be. And the Lord tells us here, He says, that's good for us. That, you know, we need to speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We need to sing and make melody in our heart to the Lord. So it's not just good on Sunday. It's not just good when we come into this place. But we need to speak to ourselves. Think about that. Speak to ourselves. I remember being with my grandpa, and he always whistled while he worked. And as some thought that was a little bit strange. You don't see it very much anymore, but he would be in the garden hoeing and sweat just pouring down his face, and he'd be whistling, "How great thou art." And I admired that about him, and of course, as a young man, I thought it was a little bit strange too. I look back on it now, and I see the great purpose in that. That he would, you know, it wasn't just him. You know, I know I lift up Grandpa an awful lot, but I remember others doing the same thing. It just seemed like people were happy. You would find people at work, not everybody. But you would find some that would be happy while they were working. You would be around others that seemed like have joy while they were doing things that you might feel like, well, that's not really a joyous thing to be doing. And you just have to stop and say, well, they had a song in their heart. You know, I remember a day when many of God's children had a song in their heart. And yet, you look around today, and I know it's still there, and you still see people. I'm not saying everybody's miserable. But I tell you, we're living in a time where there's so much stress and so much fretting over things and, you know, just letting things overwhelm us as the dear children of God. Are times always happy? No. There's times whenever there's, you know, I've come into this place. And we've seen songs that, you know, tears begin to run down my face. But I can tell you there's something about it that even that, Brother Richard, seemed to have a little bit of a healing to it. And you know, even though the tears might fall and it might be sad at the time, there was just some healing about that. You know, are there seasons for tears? Absolutely. Of course they are. But can we find something to be thankful for? I believe if we look hard enough, we can. And I don't believe you have to look very hard at all to find things to be thankful for. In fact, the Lord says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we're not careful, we get caught up in the negative. If we're not careful, we hear the news. We hear the troubles. We hear the heartaches. We hear the prayer request of this one needs this and this one needs that and somebody over here is broken, somebody over here is hurting. But I tell you what, every one of us here this morning could make a prayer request and it be a prayer of thanksgiving as well. We all have something that to be thankful for. And as a couple this morning, I didn't intend on preaching a Thanksgiving message, and yet that's the way the Lord leading, and I believe it's good for us. Look over at Psalms 137. Psalms 137. By the river of Babylon, there we sat down, yet we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our hearts upon the willows in the midst thereof, for there they carried us away captive, required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? To have a song on our heart is like medicine for the soul. You know, the Bible talks about a merry heart. How that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. I've already mentioned, I believe every one of us here, that we could identify with that thought of coming to Clear Branch and to be part of a good service and to be part of the good singing and the good prayer service. You know, I think about even as different ones, Brother Jake would mention how that whenever we leave this place, we could say it has been good to be at Clear Branch. You know, I believe we all have been able to say that as we would leave here, because we've been with our brothers and sisters and the love and the good fellowship that's here and the good singing that merry heart doeth good as we sing about the joy. You know, I thought about even as Brother Buddy was teaching the Sunday school, he asked the question, where is joy and peace? Where is joy and peace? I know the Sunday school writer, he had one answer, but I thought about the song. You know, I have joy, 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 joy down in my heart. I have the peace that passeth understanding down in my heart. That's where joy and peace is. That's where it should be. It is down in our heart. And you know, a merry heart, it doeth good like a medicine. But that same verse goes on to say, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. The Lord says we can be one way or the other. We can speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We can encourage ourselves in the Lord. We also have that broken spirit, and boy, that dries up the bones. Israel made a decision to give up their song, to be broken in spirit. Well, it doesn't have to be that way with us. It doesn't have to be that way with God's people. We can turn and read of those that they faced captivity. They faced the lion's den. They faced being sown asunder. And they left this world with joy in their heart. They left this world, and that doesn't mean that they were all smiling. That doesn't mean that they, you know, all walk around with giggles, but it meant that there was something there that they just were not willing to give up. You know, people may look at you strange if you whistle while you work. Let them. I tell you what, it might do them some good. If somebody sees joy within your heart, they may say, you know what, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I want. You know, they may look at you funny to start with. They may consider you be strange to start with. But after a while, they say, wait a minute, that's not just somebody putting on a show. They have a true joy in their heart. And, you know, I sure would like to have that. I sure would like to have it. In fact, you can sing. So, Brother Brad, I can't carry a tune in a bucket. Well, you and me both. I don't find where you have to. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. The Lord can tell whether my heart's joyful or not. In fact, you can do it in your heart, and God hears it. God knows what's going on deep inside. We can sing to the Lord in our heart. The joy of the Lord, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. There's many, many, many of us, Brother Mike, we are willfully giving up our strength. We're giving it up to the temptations, and we're giving it up to the fears, and we're giving it up to the stories and troubles we hear about. We're giving it up because the world says we need to give it up. The world tells us Christians there's no hope for you. The world tells us Christians, say it's just a matter of time and we're going to snuff y'all out. If we're not careful, we won't have faith in the Lord, and we'll hear that. We'll throw up our hands and we'll say, what's the use? Does us good to stop and smell the roses. It does us good to look up at that painted sky that the Lord made for us and see all the beautiful works of His hands. You know, I think about David. He said, you know, we need to consider the sun. We need to consider the moon, the stars, the works of His hands. We ought to consider that. When's the last time you stopped to consider the works of His hands? Last time you really stopped and just considered what all God has done for you. I want to encourage you this morning to just look around and begin to count your blessings. And when we say count, just reflect. You don't have to come up with a number. Be specific. Just reflect on what God has done. I'm convinced this. We can be content right now in the state we're in. We can be content. Your heart can be merry. Even today, if it's bittersweet, there's a song in that heart if you know Jesus. A song that the angels cannot sing. You know, the angels cannot sing. Many times you hear, I can't wait to get up there and sing with the angels. I'm not sure how that's going to work. We're going to be able to sing songs that the angels cannot sing. There's things that we've experienced that the angels desire to look into. One of those things, I believe, is grace. They haven't experienced saving grace like we have. I don't have a harp. That's all good for y'all, too. Because if I had one, I couldn't play it. I can't play an instrument. Not one little bit, not even a smidgen. I can't. Much like Israel, I can take the song of my heart and I can give it up and I can replace it with worry and fear if I'm not careful. I tell you this morning, God's been good to this old boy. God has blessed me to be here today. And that makes my heart merry. You know, I'm not trying this morning. I want y'all to know I'm not trying to manufacture emotion. I don't have to. If I can just remind you of your blessings, I won't have to. They come natural. You know, and to fight them back, you know, here I am standing here trying to fight them back. I think we do a little too much of that too. You know, look at Luke 19, if you will. I want to close with Luke 19. I mentioned that dryer singing out. Look at verse 33. And as they were loosing the colt, the owner thereof said unto them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now, at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to, and listen to this now, began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. The Lord deserves praise. He gave us a song in our heart that we could praise Him with. Oh, grace, the grace of Christ, the grace of God.